You're listening to the Overdrive Podcast, Hour 2. Leaving work in a mood? Time to change that with Overdrive.
When do we do the Nick Nurse face? You do Nick Nurse face when a phone breaks down.
You do Nick Nurse face when you hear that John Ferguson Jr. is in consideration for a GM job.
I just did it.
You Scrabble do, you shock and awe
Gino
Scrabble
Retta
face.
Wants to lead off with Kadri's cat.
This is Overdrive with Hayes, Noodles, and the O-Dog on TSN 1050.
2 hours away from puck drop. Game 7 tonight. Leafs-Bruins down in Boston. You can hear it right here on TSN 1050. That means the pregame with Jim Taddy and Greg Gilbert coming up at 6:30. So we're out of here in about 90 minutes. This is hour 2 of Overdrive on TSN 1050 and on TSN 4. Brian Hayes, the O-Dog, Jeff O'Neill, Jamie Noodles, McLennan. Two Game 7s tonight.
Yep.
Like, is that Vegas-San Jose series, it has been nasty. And now the coaches are carving each other up publicly. Ray's coming up from San Jose. I'm looking forward to watching that game tonight.
Yeah, it should be. I mean, on a different level, it's just been a different series.
I think Gord's there, too. I'm not sure, but maybe he's there.
I can't confirm or deny that Gord Miller loves telling everyone the
his
second he
travel
finds out
arrangements.
No, what his travel plan is.
But he also likes to let everyone know Ray's schedule because Ray gets chirped for random games. Like, the Leafs-Bruins game will be going on tonight and somebody will be like, I completely disagree with you, Ray. And he'll be like, I'm in San Jose.
Yeah.
Not talking. That happens all the time to color guys. I get it once in a while because apparently I sound like Jason York from the other side, so it when he calls a game, people will be like, you're a former goaltender. How could you not appreciate that play? And I'm I'm just laying on my couch watching the game.
It's weird how, like, we'll get texts sometimes into the station.
Right.
From people all over the country. And I can tell they're listening to a different show.
Right.
Like, some guy in Halifax is like, that's the dumbest thing ever. Mayor Joe Blow could never do that to, and I'm like, what are you even talking about?
Yeah.
Like, how'd you send that to us? Meanwhile, if you go back and look at it, the day before he was watching us and he sent us 15 different text messages.
Yeah, it's weird, but that's
the way it rolls.
I believe that's why Gord tweets out a lot about Ray.
Just to kind of needle him a little bit.
Well, and then you want.
Well, I think they're excited, too. They're calling a great game tonight.
They are. And Ray gets worked up on Twitter a little bit. When the chum comes out or pal, you know that he's not happy.
Yeah.
I just can't be bothered.
Can you set your Twitter up where you cannot see, like, no one can reply to you, no one can talk to you?
I don't know. You can just close your mentions, apparently. So then you don't see them.
It's getting to that point.
I don't mind them.
I want to go to an egg avi and just follow sports news. This is garbage. People bickering and... Like, even people within the industry, it's like one person has a take or a thought, and just people are nuts, and they jump. It's just like, really? That's all it is. It's just an arguing bitch fest.
Yeah. We had someone text in the last hour, carving me up.
Because of my jacket?
Well, just saying, can you get Hayes to, I don't know, shut up, or he's really annoying today.
Yeah, like, just stuff like that. Like, why?
But then he includes it at the end of the text. P.S., can you ask the O-Dog to unblock me on Twitter? I'm like, yeah, I'll go out of my way to do that for you.
Yeah.
You start your text by saying, Hayes, you're an idiot. You know, what a dumb comment you just made. But can you ask the O-Dog to do me a favor and unblock me on Twitter? Yeah, I'll go out of my way for you for that.
I've been long thinking this. Every day you wake up and there's always something, you know, and good causes. Earth Day and all of that. I want to create, and I know this will never happen, a national shut the you-know-what up day where people just go to work, be quiet, don't complain, just support everyone, smile to everyone, try and be a national shut the F up.
Do you think you
work
could go
with two guys that can't do that?
No, but I'm saying that's
really
what should be
this
trending. No, I'm not saying that we can't bicker and argue. I'm talking about online and the bullying online and stuff. Like, there's always somebody yelling and screaming on a soapbox.
Well, what do you think tonight is going to be like?
Well, yeah.
Can you imagine what social media
sports
is going to be like tonight?
Different.
People are going to be so emotional. either way.
Mm-hmm.
Because if the Leafs win tonight, Leaf fans are going to be going crazy.
Right.
And then the rest of the country is going to say, how lame, you're such losers. All you did was win one series and you think it's your Stanley Cup. That's
right.
Coming.
Yeah.
If the Leafs lose tonight, the rest of the country is going to be like, ha, 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 you guys are losers. You always have been. But Leaf fans will jump on board, too, because they'll be like, yeah.
We're tired of this garbage.
Exactly.
We're tired of the nonsense.
Get rid of this guy. Get rid of that guy. This guy sucks.
It's
going to be just a cesspool online tonight.
I'm saying try somewhere in the, you know, every day is important, but try somewhere in like mid-July or something. I don't know.
Good luck with that.
It's just too much. Every day there's something.
Joining us now on the Maple Toyota Hotline, here is Ray Ferraro, our TSN hockey analyst. What's up, Ray?
Just cramming for the exam, man. Getting ready to go.
Game 7 for you guys. How about, do you get the opportunity to go and speak with Peter DeBoer and Gerard Gallant before the game?
talk to them briefly, and then Gerard went in and did his press conference after. So that's a little bit of a spicy meatball, eh?
Well, for those of you not aware, we talked about it in the previous hour, but Peter DeBoer, the head coach of San Jose, was speaking with a scribe, you know, a newspaper guy, and he said, essentially, Gerard Gallant has been chirping our players, and Logan Couture basically corroborated that. And then Gerard Gallant came out today and said he's a clown. DeBoer's a clown for saying that publicly. And he said, I have not been chirping the players, and I wouldn't chirp the players.
And he gave some examples of the two times he said that he did. One was he thought it Couture embellished a high stick. Turned out he lost two teeth, so he didn't. And then the other was Kane was yelling, Evander Kane was yelling at Gallant about putting Reeves on the ice once in a while, and Gallant yelled back something to the effect, he plays 10 minutes a night, and he'll be playing 10 minutes every night. And he said, that's it. Now, I've known Gallant for a long time, in and out. I played in a world championship with him. And it surprised me more to hear that he was chirping the players, because that just doesn't sound like him. And so what I came out of it was, look, they're in the middle of a long series. Anything that wears the other color you hate, and you can't stand, and you don't want to look at them, and you don't want to see them. And this has become probably, I would guess, the most contentious of the series, like the most anger in the series. And this came out today, which was kind of entertaining and gives us somewhere to start the game with, which was really kind of them.
Do you think, a handshake's happening tonight.
Yep.
Someone's winning and someone's going home.
Yeah.
Do you think they'll let bygones be bygones post-game or what?
Well, I would hope they would. Craig McTavish had this great line once. I was asking him about the difference of coaching and playing, and he said, it's amazing how tough you get when you step 3 feet off the ice behind the players and put a suit on. And I'm like, you know what? That is really good. Because let's face it, you're not going to fight. Shake the guy's hand and say good series, even if you don't mean it, and move on. And, you know, it is entertaining. And I don't know, at some point, like, you know, as you get older, like, I kind of, you know, I was always wrapped up in all of this stuff. I just find it quite comical now. Like, what are these two guys going to do? They're in a suit. They're going to hand their coat to the assistant and say, hang on, we're going to go. Of course they're not.
Yeah.
I think Gallant would.
I think it's awesome, though.
I think Gallant would fight.
Put it this way. If Vegas makes it through and they have to play St. Louis at some time, at some point, how do you think that transaction would go down between Craig Berube and Gallant?
I would think there are two coaches that, if you're on the other side, you're not. I wouldn't bark too far up the tree there.
Yeah.
On either of those guys.
No like, way.
Could you imagine if Berube just all of a sudden says, all right, I've had enough of you. And you see him got the guy up by the bottom of his coat. He's got him upside down just for something to do.
No kidding.
I agree.
So two game sevens tonight. Here's what Austin Matthews said earlier this morning about how he's feeling going into game 7 tonight.
Like any other game day, I guess.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's obviously a big game for us, but I don't think the mentality or anything changes. Obviously, you want to go in and play your best game, and it's when I go home.
Are you buying that, Ray?
No, I think he's lying.
Pretty awesome. He's got to be, right? It's not any other game day. It's game 7.
So
come on.
So you mean this is the same as, Ottawa at, no, that's a bad one because it might be the Battle of Ontario. Carolina at Toronto on December the 4th. This is the same?
Yeah.
I can't buy that.
The exact same.
I can't buy it. Good for him. Good for him. If he can convince himself of that, great. But, man, we talked yesterday, man, it's just the best. Like, you're so nervous and excited, and you can't wait to get going. And, you know, I don't know how anybody could get to a Game 7 and think it's like every other game or any other game they've played.
What are your feelings or thoughts going into the game, Ray? Do you have a feeling one way or the other?
I think, like, it's hard for me to believe that Toronto would go in there and win three times. But I also think that it's easier to play on the road than it's ever been in the NHL, at least since I've been around.
Mm-hmm.
Guys are more comfortable on the road. It doesn't seem to matter. What does seem to matter is scoring first. Like, the game I'm going to do tonight, the first six games, the team that scored first won every game. And I know it's not like that all the time, but at home or on the road, you know, you're going to get, you know, there's going to be an energy to the home team. There's going to be a push from one that you have to stand up to. Like, Toronto's going to have to deal with some push from Boston at some time. Maybe it's at the start. Maybe it's at the start of the second period. And if they can deal with that push, not give up a couple and have to chase the game and you start to panic, I don't see any reason this isn't a super close game. We've been talking for months about, even though they go about it differently a little bit, there's nothing really to choose between the teams. And one of them's going to get to play after tonight. But my gut feel is that the extra game at home matters only a little bit, but it matters a little bit because Toronto's already won twice there, and I just don't see anybody winning three times on the road in a series unless you're miles better than the other team.
Well, you very rarely get that opportunity.
Yeah,
you know, like, how often do you get a chance to win three in their building?
Right, you're usually toast, right?
Exactly. Yeah. You're either done or you've beaten them. If you've already beaten them twice in their building, it's like this series is over. It's not getting a seven.
The one thing I've taken out of, I think, not only this series, but the playoffs in general, from game to game, you can't tell what the hell's going on. Like, momentum hasn't carried through. And I know Bobby Mack always says that. In playoffs, it doesn't matter game five to game six, the momentum. Like, there hasn't been something where, I know players have had momentum. Like, Matthews is heated up, so you're seeing that. You're seeing players. Freddie's been sharp. Like, players, individual games. But it's been so different. And if you look at this series, no team has won two games in a row. So it's and I'm looking at, like, Ray, you're doing San Jose, Vegas. I think there were a lot of people just thinking that San Jose was done because Vegas was the better team. I mean, even last game, Martin Jones stole that game. I thought he was brilliant. I mean, he made save after save and gave his team some life. I think San Jose is going to have a response tonight for him. And I look at this one, I can't get a read going in. I don't care if Rennie Rancourt's singing or if Gronk's in the building. They're going to drop the puck, and top players need to play like top players on both sides. And I agree with you, Ray. I think it's going to be a close game.
I guess we're saying the same thing. I don't see one team having such an upper hand that you go, you know what, I can see how this plays out. You know, I can see that power play is going to be the deciding factor. Although, if there is one team, it would be Boston that's got the special team edge so far, right? You go, man, that power play, Toronto hasn't figured out a way. Well, what if there's no penalties tonight? What if it's one of those game sevens that there's three penalties? Well, then it doesn't, you know, probably won't matter. There's going to be a half a dozen plays that'll define this game. Might be a save, might be a breakdown, might be somebody getting a chance, you know, a 15 or 20 foot chance. But there's going to be a half a dozen of them. And I think that will decide who goes on.
Well, you look at a guy like Mitch Marner, who is going to have likely more of an opportunity for the Maple Leafs, more of an opportunity to have an impact than anybody else on his own team, because he's effectively like the Marchand / Bergeron in terms of how he's utilized. He's on the first power play, he's on the first penalty kill,
mm-hmm.
and he's on the top line. He's going to play a ton of five-on-five minutes. Marchand does the same thing, and Bergeron does the same thing. So in terms of just having an opportunity, to make an impact tonight. Because remember last year, Kapanen scored shorthanded.
Yeah.
That's what gave him the 4-3 lead going into the third.
Correct.
It could be a shorthanded goal tonight. It could be a breakdown. It, you know, there obviously you got to wait to see, and that's the beauty of the sport.
In game sevens, that's all you look at is, okay, it went in the net. What the hell happened leading up to it? Because generally somebody's screwing up. Somebody's screwing up.
Well, and
it's tough to deal with.
And Ray talked about the penalty kill and the power play. All signs point to, you know, potentially Tavares playing on the penalty kill. Is that a positive or a negative? Like, I think Mitch Marner's fantastic on the penalty kill. I think John Tavares is really good in tight and strong on pucks. Tavares is just I'm trying to say this respectfully. I think he's fast, but not fast.
No, he's not very quick. He's not.
He looks a little bit sluggish.
That's what worries me.
I don't know how many minutes. Noodles, I don't know if you guys know or whatever, but how many minutes has he penalty killed this year?
Not many.
Probably not much, but I think the mindset is to get a really strong centerman there that can win a draw, and then you get it down, and he could probably change. That's probably the mindset.
The best face-off guys are 57-58%.
Agreed.
But you're going against Bergeron for the most part, who's one of the best face-off guys. So the best you could probably hope for is in the 52-3 range. So that means almost half the time he's going to lose that draw. Then he's got a kill.
Right.
And as terrific and smart of a player as he is, he's not been in that spot against this power play before. I think it's risky to do that, to drop somebody in that hasn't been doing something and hope that they can get the job done for you. I find it to be a little risky because you're in an unfamiliar spot. Now, maybe he'll be fine, and maybe that's the best part. Maybe he'll win 62% of the draws tonight, and he doesn't have to kill anything. Wins the draw, and they shoot it down the ice.
Right.
But right now, there's nothing to, you know, I wouldn't be taking, it was like that question yesterday, are you going to change everything and be more risky? And Babcock's like, no, thanks for your help, but no, that's not what we're going to do. This is who you are. Just try and play your game better than they can play their game is really all it comes down to.
Well, that's certainly going to be the talking point for Babcock, for Cassidy as well. But this is where in-game adjustments, they may be applicable here based on what happens. You know, let's say the Leafs are down two goals going into the third. Babcock can't be like, well, this is where I put Freddie the Goat out because, you know, I'm a conservative guy. Like, you can't.
No.
And vice versa. If you're up by a couple of goals, how will Babcock approach it? Will he try to put the foot on the gas, or will he try to drag them back a little bit?
No, put the foot on the gas. Like, I don't know. The other night in Game 6 in St. Louis, St. Louis holds Winnipeg to 6 shots after 2 periods. They could have been up 6 or 7-0. They don't really do much in the third. They don't really attack. They don't really sit back. It's just kind of a nothing thing. Buffalo scores. Somebody else scores. All of a sudden, they're running around with their hair on fire, and they barely escape 3-2. And so, to me, the way to always play in the game today is to play as much as you can in their half of the ice. So if you're up 2 goals, don't be conservative. I mean, you're not going to be an idiot and run up into the play and have your D rush in the rush. Just stay tight. Keep your gap tight. Don't let them breathe. Don't give them anything that makes them think that they've got a chance to come back. That to me is how you play in the game today. In the old days, everybody latch on, turn it into a water skiing contest. Nobody's calling any penalties anyway, and just tackle them when they get ahead of you. Well, you can't do that anymore.
Right. New Jersey game is impossible to play.
Yeah.
Thank goodness. If we have to go back and watch that, Noodles, we're going to poke our eyes out.
Can you imagine? Do you remember, like, Jersey get up 3-1? The game, they didn't matter if it was 8 minutes into the game. The game was over.
Over.
Like, that was it.
I remember sitting on the bench next to Pat Flatley one time. We were in New Jersey, and he goes, look at those guys. Like, he was just disgusted. He goes, look at those guys. They're not even sweating. We're working so hard, we can't even get near the net.
They could go out and drink like crazy because they didn't have to forecheck.
Oh, right in the middle of the ice, here we come. They'd open the trap door. You'd fall in it. and eventually they'd get it, and they'd grind out three goals, which felt like you were down 27-0, and then that was it.
So true. And Ken Danico would just, I mean, you talk about can opener with the little extra underneath the jock, like this guy would carry you around like that.
Well, that was the thing. You had to dump it, and you got to go in the corner, and he's there. It's like, no.
Like, just a different world.
Well, these guys wouldn't even know how to play like that.
No,
like, Chara could. Yeah. But a lot of the guys, like the modern-day players.
Charlie McAvoy,
I don't think they would understand the coach explaining it
to them. Okay, we're going to do a five-man trap, and then we're just going to clutch and grab and tackle people.
Can you imagine
they'd
Charlie,
be like, what are you talking
Charlie
about?
Charlie McAvoy just, you know,
can't
open
say
and
you can't do that.
Yeah, he's like, we can't do that. I'm not doing that.
Yeah, for sure. A lot of their coaching, they'd be like, I'm not doing that. I
There's
need to
no
go get the puck.
I'm going to rush. I got an opportunity. I'm going to pinch. No, you're not allowed to do that.
We practice that. Like, we used to have drills to interfere. Like, we might as well have done, all right, let's work on our tripping today. And just go around like little kids and trip everybody. Like, when I think of it, it was just absurd.
Crazy.
And so the games now are so different. But I think what I love most about anticipating tonight is that because playoff hockey doesn't look like anything that we saw 2 weeks ago, Game 7 takes it to the next step, and it's, you know, there's more tension, there's a little more edginess, there's, you know, I expect this game to be really physical early that I'm doing, and I think the Bruins game guys will be running around early till things settle in a little bit, but I don't see either game being so cautious that nothing happens. The rules have made that an impossibility.
Two Game 7s tonight, you're calling one for NBC, Vegas, San Jose at 10 p.m. Eastern, and of course, Leafs Bruins down in Boston. We can't wait for them. Enjoy them both, buddy, and we'll do it again tomorrow. We'll be teeing up another Game 7 tomorrow night.
Crazy, isn't it? Can you believe that? Another one for there. That would be awesome.
Unreal.
Enjoy the night, everybody. We'll talk to you.
All right, buddy.
See you, Ray.
There's Ray Ferraro, our TSN hockey analyst, joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline. Red Tag Days are back. Purchase any new vehicle and get a $500 gift certificate to Appliance Canada, plus get rates from 0%. Visit MapleToyota.com. Confirm or deny?
Ooh.
We're going to get into it. And there are a lot of different options where you can either confirm it or you can deny it.
I can either confirm or deny that.
We will be confirming and we will be denying.
Well,
we do not
we'll
go down the middle.
The press box tonight.
He'll be there. He'll be in Boston tonight. Yep. And you can hear the game right here on TSN 1050. Puck drop at 7, pregame at 6:30. Overdrive continues on the TSN app and up on TSN 4.
I can neither confirm or deny that that this is in fact a signal.
Boston trades Andrew Raycroft to Toronto in exchange for the rights to Tuukka Rask.
It's been my honor and a privilege to serve as the general manager of the Toronto Maple Leafs Hockey Club.
It's time for confirm or deny.
Do you regret giving all those gentlemen the no trades or no movement clauses?
I can neither confirm or deny that.
I can't confirm or deny.
So I'm a little bit disappointed in myself here. I basically got bullied into this. Peer pressure. You asked for it yesterday. You basically demanded a confirm or deny.
I just think it's just negative karma for Boston. So we got to do it.
I think there was...
Hook Nose is going to be in the box.
Yeah, but people were sending us level of concern.
There is some level of concern for the real level of concern. Apparently, Nick Cage was in Vegas, got his wedding annulled, and then went to a karaoke bar and just... He's a mess.
He sang Purple Rain, I believe.
Malz, you got to find the audio of our boy really going, leaving Las Vegas.
Yeah. He's a full-blown disaster, Nick Cage.
Something up with that cat.
Like, it's not even up for debate anymore. Even John Ferguson Jr. would confirm that he's a mess.
Or he might deny.
He can neither confirm or deny that.
He might.
I don't know. Nick Cage, I mean, he's such a bad actor, yet he's been in so many movies.
But... Do you like his movies?
I think he's the worst actor that's ever
He's truly an awful actor.
I think he's a good actor?
I think he's been in some great movies, though.
He has been.
What?
Well, he won
Leaving
an Oscar.
Las Vegas was a fantastic movie.
I like that one, but other than that,
Gone in 60 Seconds is kind of a cool movie.
Yeah,
it's not bad. Oh yeah, Angelina Jolie's in that.
Was he not in Face Off with John Travolta?
Yes, which is the dumbest concept in the history of
Hollywood. I know, but I kind of enjoyed it.
Face Off.
Well, because Travolta's not far behind him. Travolta's I can't take him seriously. Like, when he tries to act like a tough guy or whatever, it's
Okay, but Get Shorty, those were fantastic
movies.
Yeah,
actually, you're right. I'll give you Get Shorty. I'll give you Pulp Fiction. I'll give you that. But when
that
he was in...
That was his resurgence.
That Pelham 123 or whatever, where he hijacks the train. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
And Denzel Washington's in that movie.
Yeah, I'll look it up. But
he's trying to put on, like, a tough guy.
Okay, I get it. Ghost Rider for Nick Cage was no good.
What about
National Treasure?
What about the one where
Con Air?
Con Air, I was going to say.
That was fantastic,
but
too.
He's brutal in that.
Steve Buscemi is outstanding. He's the creep.
Yeah,
remember
he's
when
the
plane's going down and he's singing
with
the, got
the
whole
kid.
World?
You just want to jump through the screen and just.
Yeah, you want to choke him out. But there's some Lord of War.
Like, Lord of War is actually not bad.
I know, I'm
he's
telling you.
He's off track. It's confirm. Or deny.
All right.
Well, I can either confirm or deny that.
You guys ready to go here?
Yes.
Auston Matthews, John Tavares, and Mitch Marner will all play 20 minutes or more in regulation tonight.
Auston Matthews, John Tavares, Mitch Marner.
All play 20-plus in regulation
I'm
gonna tonight.
I'm going
to
say deny.
Confirm. Confirm. They have to.
I would like to see that. I'm not convinced they do. That there's a difference, correct?
Yeah, no, I hear you. Absolutely. It's not what you want to see happen. It's what do you think will happen.
It's not written in stone. Would I like to see that happen? Yes. I'm not convinced that happens.
Outside of a blowout, either way, I think it's inexcusable that these guys play a second under 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a close game going into the third and Matthews, Marner, and Tavares are not all on pace for 20-plus,
yeah.
I don't know how Mike Babcock would possibly explain himself. So I'm going to confirm this.
Listen, I want
to. It has to happen.
You have to ride your big boys tonight.
But I want to. I don't think it's going to happen. So
Babcock keeps saying, I'm going to keep coaching like it's a game one.
I've talked about it before, shifts after goals, how important that next shift is.
Yeah.
If I see Lechevre wheel over the boards to take the faceoff.
Happening.
I'm going to.
It's going to happen.
Scrap Marty Baron. And Bill Dodson.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I can neither confirm or deny that.
Yeah.
The Maple Leafs will go 100% on the penalty kill tonight.
Confirm, because it has to happen.
Wow, look at this guy, Mr. Positivity.
And I hope they don't go out there and think I can't be aggressive because I don't want to take a penalty. But I'm going to confirm it because I think it also has to happen. Positive Tuesday.
I'm trying to be positive. I'll go behind you. Where are you at?
I'm going to deny it. I have no faith in the penalty kill. I have none. They're going to take penalties tonight. They're taking penalties tonight.
But what if they go 1-for-5? You know, then there's one.
I don't know, man. They got a couple of veteran referees in there. It could be a no penalty tilt.
I think by the third period, it likely will be. That's
It'll
what happened
on Sunday.
It'll
have to be a hacksaw Jim Duggan move for somebody to get a
what
penalty.
What if I'm in between? Am I
you
got to
go
this?
Confirm or...
I can either confirm or deny that.
You know, they're either 100% right. Or not.
I'm denying it because I think...
Their penalty kill's been awful.
It hasn't been good. But the JT taking... draws could be a difference maker one way or the other.
I could see a 2-on-1 tonight, Marner Tavares on the penalty kill. I'm calling my shot right now.
Okay.
I think Tavares, maybe they win the draw. Even if they lose the draw, they get out to the point, kind of block a shot and get moving.
Yeah.
I'm not saying they're going to score, but I could see if Tavares is in fact taking draws.
Yeah.
And we believe that he likely will. I could see a Tavares Marner shorthanded 2-on-1 tonight.
Well, I can neither confirm or deny that.
Confirm or deny, Rene Rancourt makes an appearance tonight in Boston.
Confirm. I think you see the rum nose run out there and do fist pumps and the tucks.
I think.
And the rum nose.
I thought about this afternoon. You said rum nose twice.
Just to make
you
sure
you doubled down
that.
On. Here's the thing. I think they let the regular anthem singer sing the Canadian. And Rene comes out for the
I
America.
I think that nose comes out there and just gives
and,
it, you know.
Yeah,
here's why I'm going to deny
I think
it.
The baked potato's full of sour cream and chives, and he'll walk right out and and get the fist pumps.
I'm going to deny it. So? I'm going to deny it because I think the magician that they have doing the anthems right now will put a spell on the Bruins if they take him out of Game 7.
Okay,
this guy's been doing the anthem all year. Rene Rancourt had his 35...
He'll sit in the crowd with a whistle and blow off sides.
Absolutely. Rene Rancourt had his time for 35 years. Don't pull a Jay Leno here on Conan O'Brien.
Yeah.
This is the biggest anthem he's ever going to sing. Can you imagine going to him before the game and saying, we'll give you the Canadian anthem, but... Rumnose is coming out for the American
Here's the
one.
Thing. Maybe
I think, take my
here, line. Here's the other scenario I could see. Rene Rancourt is the flag waver.
That could be the case. So, and technically, he would be in attendance.
So
then.
Would that be...
Yeah, that would be a confirm.
I'm confirming that.
Well, I can neither confirm or deny that.
I, Brian Hayes, will burn this seersucker jacket if the Maple Leafs lose
We're tonight. Doing it tomorrow by the car.
If they lose?
And we'll put it in my trunk after. It'll be...
Just
buried
ashes.
Forever.
Ashes. If they lose, will I allow the seersucker to go down in flames?
I think it'll be a symbolic gesture. I will confirm it. Although I wouldn't like to see it because it would just be one and one. Like
yeah. I'm going to deny it. It's my jacket. I'm not letting you guys burn the jacket.
Well, I don't want to burn it.
I like the jacket.
All you have to do is put it in the trunk. You'll never see it again.
Well, that's true. If I put it in his trunk.
It may get eaten by something back there. You never
confirm
know.
Or deny there's something alive in your trunk.
I can neither confirm or deny that.
No, it's been... I got the new truck. It's clean.
No, it's not. I was in it like 2 weeks ago.
You caught me at a bad moment. I was moving...
What is the bad moment?
I've never seen... I can't...
It was embarrassing. There was water bottles. There was things falling over when you got in. I didn't even have to bring you far.
There's one thing I want to say. I don't think I should say. It's not safe to say it on the air. I'll tell you off the air, and you can tell me if I can bring it up. About what I witnessed in that car. You don't even know that I picked up on this. I saw this, and I looked like Nick Nurse after 3 seconds in the key. I had the Nick Nurse face. I'm like, I can't believe what I can't believe I just saw that. I was Sam Rosen.
You were Sam Rosen.
Yeah.
Oh my! I can't
I'll
wait
you,
to hear
afterwards. Because what
if you say it on air, I'll dummy you.
I won't say it on air. I can't say it on air. I won't say it on air, and I can't. Hit me with a confirm.
I can either confirm or deny that.
Raptors win by double digits tonight.
Confirm.
Yes, confirming. We're so cocky at Toronto.
I'm rattled. I want to know what was in my car.
That should be a poll question.
It's not even that it was surprising that it was in your car, but it was where I found it in your car. Like, I can't keep getting into it because it's just going to be...
It'll nail it down.
It'll nail it right down.
No, we got to...
You talk, though, about a juxtaposition. Leaf fans right now are like, nah, not feeling great. Raptors fans are like, let's go.
Confirm.
Let's get this over with. Feeling good. Yeah. Final one here.
I can neither confirm or deny that.
Kevin Pillar gets a massive ovation from the crowd during his first at-bat tonight.
Confirm. He deserves it, too.
I don't think there's going to be enough people in attendance.
Yeah,
I'm going to deny it.
All 70 people are going to clap for him.
Like, you know, if you buy tickets, and listen, if you're a big Jay fan, then that's what you're into. But could you imagine being a Leaf fan or a Raptor fan and being like, I got to go to the Dome tonight to watch these two teams?
Well, say, Pillar's playing. I got to go back and give him
I got to go see Pillar. Have to see him.
Yeah, that you one's...
Know? Like, that's a commitment to a player. I get it.
Here's a smart move, though. The kid's not up yet.
Vladdy is not up.
A smart move.
Yeah.
Because
it'd be totally different if Vladdy was playing tonight.
Right. But I'm saying, like, it's smart that they didn't do it up against the two other teams. Raps have a chance to move on, and the Leafs have a chance to move on. Like, this is a big night for Toronto sports. You don't bring the kid up right now.
So, I guess the Bruins sent out a tweet about an hour ago.
Danny Rancourt?
No, they said, we're letting you guess tonight's Game 7 fan banner captain. Hint number one, this Boston athlete has won 3 world championships. Hint number two, he made his career debut the same year that Brad Marchand made his.
Pappy?
It's got to be somebody from the baseball team.
I wonder if it's Pedroia. Pedroia would be, although Pedroia, I think he started before Marchand. He definitely would.
Did you see on Chara's Instagram last night, he said, you know, see you tomorrow, Game 7, let's bring the noise, and Tom Brady wrote on it? Did you see that?
No, I didn't see that.
Tom Brady wrote, like, I can't remember what I read, but it was, I punched on it, and it was 6 million followers. Tom Brady's like, you got this, or we got this, or something like that, hashtag.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was... I didn't know Char and Brady are tight.
Oh, the Sox are in a doubleheader. It wouldn't be one of the Sox.
Yeah, that's the thing, right?
Like, is it a Patriots? Yeah. Is it Edelman?
Well, Edelman's a guy. A lot of people are saying it could be Edelman.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
It's not Gronk.
Is it Edelman that's been having some meltdowns on Instagram? Is he the one that was dating
No, Dami Amendola.
Oh, it was Amendola that's been like kind of really laying it out there.
Edelman's the one who the chick tried to jam him up on Instagram. And he, you know, they won the championship. We hung out with a girl that night, and she took a picture of him, and he was like, oh, great. She gave him the... He gave her the Jagger move.
I know, but he wasn't even with the Patriots this year. So when did this happen?
Well, yes, Edelman was.
No, I'm talking about Amendola. That's the guy we're talking about. He's the guy that's going nuts on Instagram.
Yeah, I don't know what his... Because he was dating some supermodel, and I guess she gassed
him. And he was playing with the Dolphins this year.
Yeah. No, I know. But Edelman, that sounds about right. He would have started... Like, Marshawn, when did he start his career? In 07? Something like that, 07, 08. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Who cares? Who cares about a flag-waving...
You seen what Austin Matthews is wearing to Game 7? This guy's got a tracksuit on.
That was at going to the pregame skate. He had a toque on, and it looked like a tracksuit suit, which I think is pretty bold.
It is pretty bold.
Maybe he really doesn't treat this any differently than any other game.
Just rolled up, rolled out of bed, put on sweatpants, and away you go.
A little bit of Fortnite in the morning. And
where would you want?
Bob's your uncle. Joe Bowen will join us in about 25 minutes. Bonesy calling the game tonight. Leafs Bruins Game 7. You can hear it right here on TSN 1050. The Leafs live here, right here on TSN 1050. Puck drop at 7, pregame at 6:30. Only here on TSN 1050 tonight in Toronto. So Bruce Bowen will join, Joe Bowen will join us in about 25 minutes. Overdrive continues. TSN 1050 and on TSN 4.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive.
I'm a cybernetic organism, living tissue over a metal endoskeleton.
Part man, part machine.
The Overdrive Man of Steel.
To be the man, you gotta beat the man. And I'm saying, woo, I'm the man.
All right, the Man of Steel is brought to you by Steel, a quality product built to last and priced to sell. You got?
I'm going to go with Tyler Seguin. Got ripped by his owner this year, and he's kind of all the elite centermen in the league, he's kind of looked at as the guy, the fun guy that has tattoos, and he's talented, does this, does that. But you know what? I think that coach has helped him, and him and Jamie Benn are on point. He's my Man of Steel.
You know what I noticed out of him through that first round, and I'm sure it's been happening all year, on penalty kills, he's taking the draw. Gets it out, and then he goes for a change. But if there's a draw on his end on a PK...
He could be doing that for Toronto right now, but you know what? He's not.
We'll see if John Tavares will play that role tonight. Maybe Austin Matthews. Who knows?
Maybe. Mr. Game 7 performed in Game 6 last night. Nice little redirect that actually iced it for the Carolina Hurricanes. So Justin Williams is my Man of Steel.
And he's probably feeling pretty confident tomorrow night.
Well, he's been there before.
Numerous times.
7-1 in Game 7s. With 7 goals, too.
Why would you not like the name Mr. Game 7? I don't understand that.
Well,
Who doesn't?
He doesn't.
He loves it.
Every time he comes on here, I'll kind of needle him, and I'll be like, here he is, Mr. Game 7. He's always like, I hate that name.
No, he doesn't. Who would not like that?
It's the greatest name of all time.
It's the bar play name of the century.
Yeah. Oh,
could you imagine if you had an awful
Hey, what's
awful
the name
nickname?
On the tab? Mr. Game 7. Just put that on the tab.
Put that one on Mr. Game 7.
That's probably one of the best nicknames out there.
You can't get better than that.
What's better in hockey than Mr. Game 7?
Goat?
But or even who's that? So, like, I don't even know. Gretzky? Like, maybe the great one.
The great one is probably.
You know, Mario, the magnificent one.
Yeah.
You know, the Big E. Like, there's a couple of cool ones, but Mr. Game 7 means you have
that
ice in your veins and you come to play.
Stones.
You have serious stones.
The heart of a moose.
That's right.
I'll go with John Klingberg last night, who's great defenseman. This isn't surprising. I mean, he doesn't play in a market that gets a ton of love. He's kind of been upstaged a little bit by a rookie on his team this year.
Heiskanen's good.
He can play.
He can win the Norris next year. He's that good.
He's really good.
He's awesome.
Yeah. But Johnny Boy, OT winner.
Yep.
Another upset. Like, think about how many times all year we talked about, one of Nashville or Winnipeg are getting through the Central. The Pacific was more of a crapshoot between Calgary, San Jose, and Vegas.
Yeah.
But Colorado's the one home free waiting for these guys. And it was always, Tampa, Boston, Toronto. No, could be Columbus.
Well, listen, crazy. That's why it's crazy playoffs. It's awesome. It's great theater. I know the one thing people are not complaining about right now is the seeding and the playoff format.
The playoff bracket.
The bracket.
That a lot of people have been pointing out, I guess, obviously started when they started the new...
The reseed, yeah.
The reseeding. And because back in the day, one versus eight, it would always reseed after each round. So you couldn't technically have a bracket, which is understandable, and I get that. I guess what I'm saying is I haven't heard it promoted the way it's been promoted this year.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I said in the 4 p.m. hour. Every single day on SportsCenter, on radio, on Twitter, it's always my bracket, my bracket, my bracket.
Yeah, our bracket.
I never remember hearing, I don't remember hearing that in past years, the amount of times I've heard it.
Well, my bracket has been busted, and the one that I was forced to do. So.
But you're not alone. I mean,
nope.
Like, look what's going on right now.
Well, I think I've still got a couple teams alive, technically. Washington, the Bruins, I took in seven, but even on my SportsCenter hit today, I said, I think it could be the Leafs. So I even reneged on my bracket, and then I took the Sharks, which easily could be Vegas. And then everyone else, I think I had Calgary, I had Tampa, Winnipeg, Nashville. Like, it's wide open. It's pretty exciting.
You want to get into what was in the rig?
I'm all good for bringing this up. I wanted to pass it, you know, through you. I wanted to make sure that you were aware of it. Well, here's why I think you should care. But I'll tell people. Okay, so in the previous segment, we started talking about your car, and you said that you've had it detailed or whatever, and it's all clean. It's a new rig. You're all good. Meanwhile, I was in it 2 weeks ago, and it was an disaster. Unmitigated disaster. But I got in.
There might have been a couple Perrier bottles when you got in.
Yeah, to put it lightly. But I got into the passenger seat, and I witnessed something I've never seen before. On the floor of the passenger seat was the automatic start key that is needed. It has to be within the car.
Yeah, you've got
to
be in the car so you can press start.
For you to hit the button and you can start it. It was on the floor of the passenger seat. Which means 3 months before that, this guy threw a Skyhook when he got into the car, and it's been sitting in there for months. So anyone that wants to open that door, they can get in there. They push the button. That car is gone.
I live underground. I got rich neighbors. They're not going to steal my car. Who's going to steal my car? What, my coworker going to steal my car?
You say you go to dinner and lunch and breakfast every single day. You're parking that car all over Southern Ontario.
Yeah.
I do that.
Up in Collingwood. There's kids cruising around. They're like, I can get
guess
into
what
this,
I'm going to have to start doing now that you've announced.
That's why I said I didn't want to bring it up on the air.
You got to take the key out of the car and put it in your pocket.
Yeah.
I've never seen that move before. Am I wrong in being shocked?
No, you're not.
The key was on the passenger side.
Well, I've clearly got to change that now because it's been in there for 4 months.
Exactly.
Because I know when I get in it, she starts up every time.
You never lock the car. You don't worry about it. You just open that door. You hit it because it's somewhere under that roof.
That's all I need to know. It's somewhere in here. Every time I hit start, it fires
but
up.
But you get, like, the point of the automatic starter and the security that comes with it is that has to be in the car.
Right.
So if it's not, they can't steal your car.
Yeah.
But if it is, every second of every
basically
day.
Basically handing it to somebody.
You might as well just leave the engine running.
Yeah.
Leave the engine
full
running
tank of gas.
And just put a sign saying, if you want this bad boy, just get in here and take it.
Quite a nice vehicle, too.
I've said that to people.
I'm looking out for you, man.
I've said that to people. They're like, your car's running, going into Max Milk and Collingwood. I'm like, you want to take it, go ahead. I don't care.
I played with a teammate.
Why would you want that, though?
I played with a teammate, and we got to go quick, but he would always stop for a Starbucks on the way to the rink before the game. So it was winter, so he rolled up right in front of the Starbucks, left the car running, ran in to get his latte. Came back out, two punks had stole his car. He was chasing them through the parking lot in his dress shoes and his suit. They got away and then realized whose car it was, pulled off to the side of the road, parked it, and ran.
Ran, like, exactly. And you're never going to find him.
Got a hold of him.
Oh, they found him?
Well, yeah, prints, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Printed. So they were probably
but that means they were in the system, too.
Yeah, so they were just
idiots. Because the prints don't mean anything if you're not in the system.
Yeah. It was hilarious, though. He was so rattled when he got to the rink, and we all knew. It was the greatest moment of
all time.
Off ice. Oh, yeah. Just classic.
Just the old engine running.
Oh, and just, you could see him. I could, in my mind, see him running through the parking lot.
I've told you, I've gone to San Jose on a road trip, the Western Swing, California. Come home, my front door was open in Carolina.
7 days.
And like my neighbor came up to me and said, your door was open the whole time. I'm like, did you not think to shut it? Like, thanks for telling me, but don't you want to shut it?
Thanks for being a good neighbor. Yeah. Overdrive continues, TSN 1050 and on TSN 4.